How about you?
Like most young men dream of spending their summers in Kialune.
The fog is disheartening,
he admitted.
An arrow wobbled between us, sped by someone who didn't know what he was doing, at targets he couldn't see well. These are some pretty stubborn little bastards, I said.
Mogapa must have them convinced that we're going to eat them alive.
Perhaps they have seen no evidence otherwise.
I gleaned the arrow.
You all of a sudden gonna turn talkative and philosophical on me?
Taide shrugged.
He had become more loquacious lately. It was as though he didn't want me to forget that he was closer than my shadow.
We entered an area that had been a square before the earthquake. The fog made it impossible to discern any landmarks. Shit, was my philosophical take on the situation.
There! Taide indicated a glow to our left. I made out noises that sounded like muted curses in Taglian.
Like soldiers grumbling over a game of tonk, a pastime the southerners had adopted enthusiastically. I headed that way, slush splashing. The stuff was ankle-deep now, except where it was deeper, like the place where I put my foot down and it just kept going, till I was in up to my knee. The stumble was a piece of good luck. It started me cursing in Taglian. Some nearby soldiers came to help. They'd been about to ambush us, having heard us stumbling around earlier. They recognized me. I didn't know them. Turned out, they belonged to the bunch playing cards. They'd lost their officer and their sergeant had been slain, and they had no idea what to do with themselves, so they were just trying to stay out of the way and keep warm. One of our failures as military educators. We haven't encouraged innovative thinking at the squad level, or at any other for that matter. I can't tell you guys what to do because I don't know your situation. Try to go up the chain of command, I guess. Find your company commander. They explained that their whole company had been sent in to clear the area of snipers. In the fog, those snipers had no trouble telling who their enemies were. Everybody who wasn't them, a luxury the Taglians didn't enjoy. The rest of the company was out there in the fog somewhere.
The fire get started on purpose? No, sir. Some guys got excited and used their bamboo. Then we just kind of kept it going.
Why didn't you burn the buildings and roast the snipers out?
Orders. These here buildings are all in good shape. The prince wanted to set up a headquarters here.
I see. Maybe more than the Taglian realized. The Pravrindradra already had a headquarters. It was in a better neighborhood, boasting much better living conditions.
Nobody told me, I said. I'll tell you this. Don't get yourselves killed trying to save a pile of rocks and timber. If the little shit snipe at you, burn them out.
Anywhere in the annals that city fighting is mentioned, one lesson stands out. That one lesson was bitterly reinforced by my own experience in Dejigore. If you worry even a little about preserving property, the guys on the other side will eat you up. When you're in a fight, you do not worry about anything but getting your enemy before he gets you. Missiles kept coming out of the fog. They did no damage, but did advise us that the snipers had a good idea where we were. Given my encouragement, the prince's troops went off to commit wholesale arson. I chuckled.
I'm proud of me. I am, I am.
What must be done, Taide said, misunderstanding.